Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Zeirivin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. Kama hu shiura. So, what is the shiur for Ruvi Techumen? And for the Mishnah, Mazna Shtei Sudais L'chol Echad. The amount of two meals, L'chol Echad, the Tveris Yisrael explains the words L'chol Echad. Every single person according to the amount that he eats. Mezayna L'chol, we're talking about how much he would eat during the week, below the Shabbos, not on Shabbos, Levi Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the amount that he would eat L'Shabbos on Shabbos, below the Chayil, not during the weekdays. Both mean to be lenient. What do you mean? When do you eat more? On Shabbos or during the weekdays? Well, that's the machlokes. Reb Meir holds on Shabbos you eat more because there's more geshmak of food, you have a better appetite. Rabbi Yehuda says, being that on Shabbos you eat three sudas instead of the usual two, so you don't eat more by each suda, you eat less by each suda. And therefore two weekday sudas would be more than the two sudas on Shabbos. Now the Gemara explains that if someone, his tendency is to eat less, this is how much he eats, so that's his shiur for Ruvei Techumen. If, however, you have someone who has a huge appetite and he eats more than the average person, then the halacha is that we pick the average amount of two sudas. So what is the average amount of two sudas? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, "Mikiker bepunyin, medalit zoin besela." When you buy a kicker for a punyin, when four sa are sold for a sela. Let's try to explain this in the simplest way possible. A sa is a measurement in weight. One sa is 24 kav. Sela is a coin. A sela is 24 ma. So it really turns out that there's a kav, which is a measurement in weight, per each ma. A ma, if you break up the coin called a ma, it breaks up into two punyan. Two punyan is a ma. 24 ma is a sela. So if I'm buying a kicker, a loaf of bread for two punyan, how much is that? Well, l'chayra would be a half a kav. Again, why a half a kav? A sa is 24 kav. Both a sa and kav are measurements of weight. A sela, which is a coin, is 24 ma. So it's one kav per each ma. A ma is two punyan. So a kicker that is purchased in the shuk, a loaf that is purchased in the market for a punyan, is a half a kav. But you don't really get a half a kav. Because the baker, he buys the wheat, let's say, for a half a kav, and he's going to only give you a quarter. You see, he takes off half the amount as his payment for grinding the wheat and baking it. So when you purchase a kicker from a chenveni, from a shopkeeper, with a punyan, you're only getting a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav is 6 bayim, because a kav is 24 bayim. So a quarter of 24 is 6. And that's the shear of two sudais for the Erev, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. And the halacha is like him, says the Batanura. So in other words, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika is saying is, how big is this kicker? A kicker bepunyin, it's a kicker that you buy for a punyin, when dalit sa of wheat are sold for a sela. In other words, 6 bayim. Rav Shimon is more makel. Rav Shimon is more lenient. Rav Shimon, I'm shtei yadis lekicker. It's only 2/3 of a kicker. Meshalish lekav. Rav Shimon says, what is the shear for Ruvik Techumen? 2/3 of a kicker that are made out of 1/3 of a kav. A kav is 4 lug. A lug is 6 bayim. So how many bayim are in a kav? 24 bayim. 1/3 of a kav is 8 bayim. 2/3 of 8 is how much? 5 1/3. So according to Reb Shimon, how much do you have to put away for Ruvei Techumen? And the answer is 5 1/3 bayim. Now, whatever the shear of a kicker is, chetzia, it's half of that, lebeis hamenuga. Beis hamenuga means if you go into a house that was declared tummy because of a nega, the person becomes tummy right away. The kalim that he is wearing, the clothes, only becomes tummy if he spends the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras. What is the shear of a pras? It's half of a kicker. According to the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, who says the kicker is 6 bayim, so it would be 3 bayim. according to the Shimon, who says the kicker is 8 dayim, it would be 4 dayim. Remember, Shimon holds a kicker is 8 dayim. It's just that he holds.
When it comes to Rivik Techumen, you only need 2/3 of a kicker. That's how much you have to have. So 2/3 of 8 is 5 plus a third. Okay, so again, according to Reb Shimon, a kicker is 8 bayim. And according to Reb Yochanan ben Baraika, a kicker is 6 bayim. How long do you have to spend in a house that was declared tame due to a nega for your kalim to become tame? A pras, a half of a kicker.
According to Reb Yochanan ben Baraika, it's 3, half of 6. According to Reb Shimon, it's 4, which is half of 8. Now there's different shiurim as to where this applies. Different shitas and Shulchan Aruch. But you may have heard the shiur, Tachid Achilas Pras. Let's say, Benegeya eating matzah, or Benegeya making an alhamichya. How long is a Tachid Achilas Pras? There's different shitas and Shulchan Aruch, anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. Zakta Vishavaita v'chotzi chetzi, and half of that, lifsel es hagviyah. There is a din that if a person eats oichlim tmei, the size of a half a pras, half of a half, his guf, gviyah, his guf becomes pasul midrabana from eating truma. So how much is half of half? Well, according to the Yochanan ben Baraika, if a whole kicker is 6, half is 3, and half of half is 1.5 eggs. According to the Shimon, if a whole kicker is 8 bayim, half is 4, and half of half would be 2. Quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. What is the shear for Rivik Techumen, Mazon Shtei Sudais? According to the Meir, the amount you would eat during the weekday. According to the Behuda, the amount you would eat on Shabbos. But both intend to be lenient. Rav Meir holds on Shabbos you eat more because it's more geschmack. The food is basim tafshile. Rav Behuda holds on Shabbos you eat less because you have to leave room for all 3 sudais. During the week you have only 2. If a person eats less than the normal amount, so whatever the shear is for him, that's the shear for Rivik Techumen. A person eats more than the normal amount, then he can rely on the average. What is the average? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika says it's 6 bayim. That's when we would purchase a kicker for a punyan, when 4 sa of wheat are sold for a sela. Shimon says it's 2/3 of a kicker that are made out of 1/3 of a kav. And that, according to our cheshbon, amounted to how much? It amounted to 5 1/3 bayim. Half of that, a pras, half a kicker, is the shear for how long it would take, the amount of time it would take to eat that. That's how long you would have to be in a house that had an egg for your kalim to become tame. And half of that for someone to become pasul, if he eats that amount of tame kicker food, he would become pasul from eating truma. I want to remind you of the simon that we once had. We once mentioned this simon. And in order for the simon to work, you'll have to take out a piece of paper. On the piece of paper, write as follows. On the top, write Askalov. Askalov, ye aleph samach, kuf, lamid, vase. Underneath, between the aleph and the samach, write a gimel. Between the samach and the kuf, write a vav. Between the kuf and the lamid, write a dalid. And between the lamid and the vase, write a vav. On top it says Askalov. On the bottom it says gudai. Now here's the simon. And Eifa, now go down, is gimel is 3, go back up, sa, the samach is sa, and eifa is 3 sa. A sa, go down, is vav, is 6, go back up, kavin. A kav is dalid lug. A lug is 6 bayim. That's a simon to remember this. Again, askalav, gudai. So you keep making like a triangle. And eifa is gimel is 3 sa. A samach is vav is 6 kavim. A kav is dalet is 4 lug. A lug is 6 bayim. Now, here's a simon to remember the money. Sadmap doiv. On the top, write samach dalet mem pei. On the bottom, in between the samach and the dalet, write a dalet. In between the dalet and the mem, write a vav. And in between the mem and the pei, write a beis. A sela is 4 dinner. Samach is sela. Go down, is dalet is 4. Go back up, dalet is dinner. A sela is 4 dinner. A dinner is 6 ma, and a ma is 2 punyin. Okay, so now that you know this, try chazring over the Mishnah with about tenura. I'm sure it'll be easier to chazer what we learned.